91X News.
It's 2 degrees and cloudy at 5 o'clock. Good afternoon, I'm Keenan Weaver. An update now on the fire in Quinte West. Charges have been laid in connection with the fire. Smoke started billowing out of the Runway Power Sports building on the corner of Highway 2 and Aikens Road shortly before 6 this morning. As firefighters put out the blaze, they noticed some suspicious items and passed the information on to Quinte West OPP. Charged with arson by negligence and production of a controlled substance is 21-year-old Kerry Brewitt from Quinte West. He remains in police custody. Runway Sports also had a serious fire at their former location on White's Road sometime last year. The cause of that fire is unknown. Two people are facing charges after an assault turned into a tussle with a passerby and the police. Belleville police received several calls about a man assaulting a woman, dragging her by her hair on North Front Street. A passerby intervened and held the man to the ground until police arrived to handcuff him. The man tried to kick the police, while at the same time the woman punched, then spit on police. Both were taken into custody, and there were only minor injuries. The 23-year-old Belleville man is facing 3 charges of assault, while the 20-year-old Belleville woman is facing 2 charges of assaulting police. A father convicted of killing almost half his family has joined his son in filing an intention to appeal. Allison Jones with the Canadian Press has more.
Mohammed Shafia has now filed an inmate notice of appeal, the first step in the appeal process. His son Hamed filed one earlier this week. Shafia, his wife Tuba Yaya, and their son Hamed were convicted Sunday of 4 counts each of first-degree murder. The judge said the killings of Shafia's 3 daughters and first wife were motivated by a twisted concept of honor. Both Shafias list the same grounds for appeal, including that the judge shouldn't have admitted evidence from an honor killings expert. Allison Jones, The Canadian Press, Toronto.
The military says inclement weather was the reason why they could not immediately deploy an aircraft in the search for a missing boy in Labrador, who later died. The 14-year-old was reported missing Sunday from Muckovic. Rear Admiral Dave Gardam says the military first received a call Monday morning to help find the boy.
However, given the weather conditions, which were below limits for safe operations of a aircraft, our aircraft were not able to operate in that environment.
A military aircraft was dispatched on Tuesday. The boy's body was found the following day on the frozen Labrador Sea. The Prime Minister heads to China next week to talk trade, and senior officials insist human rights will also be part of the discussion. But they don't stop short of echoing concerns raised by their American counterparts that China's human rights record is worsening. In recent weeks, the Chinese government has handed down stiff prison terms to rights campaigners, and there have been a violent response to unrest in Tibet. Prime Minister Stephen Harper's spokesperson says the government doesn't share the cynical view that Canada's former hard line on human rights in China is softening in the wake of increased trade relations. Andrew McDougall says Canada will push forward on both fronts during next week's 4-day official visit, during which Harper will meet a variety of political and business leaders. And the Prime Minister is expected to return to Canada with a tangible sign of cuddlier relations, 2 giant pandas on loan from the Chinese government. There's a new and innovative artist in town, using materials you wouldn't normally see in a piece of art. Miller Reynolds has that story.
Jeff Mann is an artist that uses car parts to expose art lovers to an important underlying message. By depicting scenes like city landscapes and roadkill, Jeff not only shows the beauty of car parts, but also the way cars are shaping our world.
For me, the ability to kind of realize the problem and realize what needs to be done, and then to be able to take that and present that information along with the art is really great for me.
Jeff's artwork will be on display at the Parrot Gallery in the Belleville Library until February 23rd. Miller Reynolds, 91X News.
Some economists are calling for the federal government to put spending cuts on hold amid more signs that job creation has stalled. Statistics Canada reports the unemployment rate edged up last month as new job seekers far outpaced the creation of just 2,300 jobs. January was merely a continuation of a half-year stretch of disappointing results. A federal court judge has refused to remove the federal government's third-party manager appointed to handle the affairs of a Northern Ontario reserve. The community argues the imposition of the outside manager threatened irreparable harm. Chief Teresa Spence says the third-party management is costing the community money it should be spending on housing and other needs. Judge Michael Phelan refused to issue the injunction. In a ruling Friday, he said the community had not demonstrated that the third-party manager would cause real and lasting harm. There's a new plan to monitor the environmental impact of the Alberta oil sands, but it won't be public for now. Details were revealed today in Edmonton by Federal Environmental Minister Peter Kent and his provincial counterpart Diana McQueen. At least in the beginning, the program will be run by government bureaucrats instead of an independent agency, as scientists had recommended. The plan is meant to answer critics who accuse the multi-billion dollar industry of being allowed to move faster than its efforts to regulate it. A Quebecer who says he attempted suicide in 2010 has filed a police complaint against a Tory senator who suggested murderers be provided rope so they can kill themselves in prison. Jacques McBreedy says he considers that inciting suicide and found Pierre-Hugues Boisvenu comments scandalous. McBreedy says this type of talk is unacceptable in the 21st century, particularly coming from someone in Boisvenu's position.
The Senate doesn't belong there at all. If he thinks that vengeance and justice are the same thing, I think he should resign and just live his own life.
Boisvenu initially apologized but backtracked a later day, noting that hundreds of people had contacted him to tell them they shared his opinions. That's 91X News to 506. Rene Rogers has sports next.
Hi, my name is Bob, and well, I'm not very handy.
Hi, Bob.
Last week I was installing new windows in our home when something went wrong. My wife had to drive me to the hospital. The carpet got stained, and...
You need help!
Doyle's Windows and Sunrooms pride themselves on superior workmanship. Doyle's gets the job done right, so you can have the home of your dreams hassle-free. Ask about their seasonal specials today. Call 969-0214 or visit doylswindows.com.
Good afternoon, I'm Renee Rogers with 91X Sports. A few local Junior A hockey games tonight. Coburg Cougars meet the Peterborough Liftlock Stars at 7. Wellington Dukes host Whitby at the Wellington and District Community Center at 7:30, and Trenton Golden Hawks will be on home ice when they face off against Lindsay Muskies. A special guest will be making an appearance at that game. Wendell Clark will be signing autographs and dropping the puck at 7:30. The retired hockey player is perhaps best known as number 17 of the Toronto Maple Leafs. In OHL action, the Belleville Bulls are at Kitchener tonight at 7:30. In the NHL, the Sens will host the New York Islanders tonight. Ottawa has lost four straight games heading into the matchup. Also, Florida will play host to Winnipeg. The Panthers top the division with 57 points, while the Jets, who reside in third place, have 54. There are three other games on the NHL schedule. Now to local volleyball. The Quinte Christian High School senior girls volleyball team won their first game of the tournament this morning, beating Rehoboth in two straight sets. The girls were down 6-1 in the first set before battling back and winning 25-15. They dominated the next set, taking it 25-17. Head coach John Bertelink said it took the girls a little time to wake up.
Morning games usually aren't anybody specially, but the girls came back. The first game we were just looking for just to kind of get into a little bit and get the jitters out.
Bertelink feels there is a lot of great competition in the tournament.
We could get surprised, so we can't take anybody for lightly. For that matter, we have to play our game, not worry about who we're playing against.
The team takes the court against Barrie in their next game. In basketball news, two first-place clubs are squaring off tonight in the NBA as Philadelphia plays host to Miami. The 76ers top the Atlantic Division with a record of 16-6, while Miami is on top of the Southeast Division with the same record. The Toronto Raptors take a two-game losing skid into their meeting tonight with the visiting Washington Wizards. Over to the slopes, a couple of top 10 finishes by Canadians on the World Cup slopes in France. Eric Gay finished tied for fourth in the downhill, while Jan Hudek was sixth. Gay's fourth-place finish comes a week after he captured a World Cup downhill silver medal. Klaus Kröll of Austria was today's winner. And on the tennis court, Canada rebounded from its loss to Argentina to sweep the Bahamas 3-0 in its final tie of the round-robin stage at the Fed Cup. Marie-Ève Pelletier and Stephanie Dubois won their singles matches before Toronto's Sharon Fitchman teamed up with Pelletier in doubles to complete the Canadian sweep. The Canadians will play either Brazil or Colombia for third place in this year's America's Zonal event. And Super Bowl Sunday is just 2 days away. New York Giants head coach Tom Coughlin says his team is pumped up.
The excitement has built up throughout the course of the week, and we certainly are looking very much forward to Super Bowl 46.
Kickoff time is 6:30. Send us your team or league scores. Email sports at 91x.fm. That's sports. Here's Keenan Weaver with 91x weather.
Today it's been mainly cloudy with a high of +3. Tonight, still cloudy, clearing before the morning, and a low of -7. Saturday we'll see some sunshine with a high of -1. Sunday, still sunny, low of -10, and a high of -1. Monday, a mix of sun and cloud with a low of -6 and a high of +3. Tuesday, hopefully sunny, but it'll drop down to a low of -12 and a high of -5. At 5:10, it's 2 degrees. I'm Keenan Weaver with Renee Rogers, 91X News on the air and online at 91X.fm.